in the real minhagim conscious shuls, in the minhagim conscious shuls, the minhagim conscious gaboyim, they'll make a difference how they call out Yalev Yovoy on the first night and second night of Chodesh. Have you heard of that? So on the first night of Chodesh, I'm sure Rabbi Feingold is a very experienced gabba. First night and second night. First night, you clap out, what do you say? First night you say Yalev Yovoy. First night you say Yalev Yovoy. Indeed, why do you say Yalev Yovoy? Because you've got to say Yalev Yovoy. Second night, Rosh Chodesh, you clap out and say Rosh Chodesh. Why don't you say Rosh Chodesh the first night? It's not Rosh Chodesh yet. It's often not Rosh Chodesh yet. It depends if you don't clap. Oh, historically, he always said first night you clap out Yalev Yovoy. Might not be Rosh Chodesh yet. Might have Maariv. So I asked once, and he said, of course, yes, he's really conscious of that. Pardon? Nothing was said? Oh, I see, that's a sufficient reason to fire. Yeah. No, I think that once it's like that, I think it's really generally, I think that even it's...
Because suffix of which
yeah.
Is just Rosh
Chodesh.
Yeah. So we only keep it
today as suffix? No, we don't do suffix. No, because it, just in case it's not Nacht yet and it's not Rosh Chodesh yet. In case it's not Nacht. If you don't have a lady, yeah, but still, I still think that. I'm not sure. I think is still to call out Yalev. But you're right, it's not. Nothing wrong with it if you call out. If it's Nacht Vadai, it's nothing wrong with calling out Rosh Chodesh. Okay. We continue with the halachas of Bdikas Chometz, and we are up to Simon Tov Lamed Beis, and we're up to the Ramo. Ramo says as follows: Vim hischi livdoik b'loy bracha. We touched on this topic actually yesterday. What happens if a person started? That's page 6, bottom line. Vim hischi livdoik b'loy bracha. What happens if somebody started checking and he forgot to make a bracha? Forget altogether to make a bracha. He can still make a bracha, although he has started. Kol zman shalei siyem b'dikoso, he can still make a bracha as long as he hasn't completed the b'dika. Kol zman shalei siyem b'dikoso, as long as he hasn't completed the b'dika. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kotan Dala, kol zman shalei siyem b'dikoso, the kol zman shalei siyem, as long as he has not completed the b'dika, mikira deine overdas yos, and it's still considered he making a bracha prior to fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's true, you haven't. You have started already, but you haven't completed the mitzvah, therefore it's still considered overdas yoson. Ve'im kvar siyem abdika, but if you have completed the abdika, lo yivorech achshav, you cannot make a bocha at this point anymore, elo yivorech lamacha, but you can still make a bocha tomorrow b'sha'a sefer when you're burning the chometz. That's touching on your point. Yeah, that's what you're part. So you can still make a bocha. So again, if you finish the abdika and suddenly realize, oh, I didn't make a bocha, you will not make a bocha now. But you can still make a bracha tomorrow by sefer, to mevorchen al biur chometz, because indeed the lashon of the bracha is, the wording is al biur chometz. Ve'afu pi shebitle esmol b'shas abdik, although you should have, and you probably did do the b'dika following the, you did a bitul following the b'dika, mikol makom nevelas chayiv lesofer mitakonas chometz, there's still an obligation to burn the chometz. Therefore, there is still room of making the bracha. You can still make a bracha. It's still appropriate. It's still relevant to make the bracha help your chometz prior to the burning of the chometz. Ve'oid, additionally, dor oz omar kol chamira deloy chazisei, you only included in the bitul kol chamira deloy chazisei, the chometz that has not been found. For chometz shiroloy bitul, the chometz which was seen has not been included in the bitul. Ve'yesh me'achonim tzvira lusa me'achonim argue and they hold to learn is gonna brach kim beis abdika. The bracha is specifically being established for the abdika, for the searching of the chometz. Validatim, and according to that opinion, yivorech b'sha'a sefer b'shloshe malchus, you may not anymore make a bracha with the name of Hashem by the biur chometz because you've missed the boat. Because the abdika is the only real time you can make the bracha of biur chometz. Later on, once you've completed the abdika, according to this opinion, you cannot make a bracha anymore. But the Mishnah Berurah paskens that if you want, you can still make a bracha if you feel like it. Right, that's answering your question. Yeah. Yeah, but the bittul itself, you certainly could, yeah, but you can't make a bracha on the bittul. That not. Because that's not considered.
Is that not a biur?
Yeah, it's not. I don't know if it's a. It might be, you might be doing some biur with it, but not sufficient for the bracha. Yeah, it's tvom shebelev. It's not enough to make a bracha. Yeah. It's a bit both. Why are you asking?
Because, let's say you've got an office, and a few people share that office, and you know someone's done a bedika.
You don't have to make a bedika on your own, right?
And if you do, can you make a bracha?
It can be, he's no worse than a shliach. If you do want to make a bracha, while somebody else made, you can't make a bracha if everything's been checked thoroughly already. Yeah, so what the idea would be, if a person is keen to make a bracha and a bdika in office, then the way is to say, okay, you check that area, I'll check that area. But there's actually a machloek is about if you can make a bracha in the office, we'll discuss about that. If you can make a bracha in the office, that's a discussion. We'll discuss
just
that.
Just the reverse of that question. If someone's homeless and they've got no kind of...
There's no chiyuv.
No
chiyuv.
No chiyuv. So it's really a thing on the hefter of the...
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's parent. Yeah, there's also, yeah, it's on the chefter, but there is also an gava element as well. We'll talk about that still. That's a discussion later. Yes, that's exactly the point. There is a gava element as well. Yeah. Yeah. That means that if somebody is going to his parents in law for Yom Tov, there isn't a, okay, we'll talk about that still in its right time. Okay. Vizoya, back to Shulchan Aruch. Vizoya, a person should be careful. Shalo yedabe, a person should not speak. A person should not talk. Pein abrocha, between the start of the bracha, letchilas habdika, for the starting of the bdika. Between the bracha and the bdika, you may not talk. What's the halacha once you've started doing the bdika? Can you talk now? And it's continue Shulchan Aruch. V'toiv, it is proper. It is right. It is correct. Shalo yedabe, a person should not talk. Bidvorim acherim, different matters. Out until sheigmoy kol abdika, until it's completed the entire bdikas chometz. In kidei, in order sheyosim eliboy, the person should put in his heart, should concentrate, livdoy b'chol hamekoymos, should concentrate fully and should focus on the bdikas chometz and kol hamekoymos, all the places shemachlisim shampoy chometz, that the person will potentially have chometz, will find chometz there potentially. So the halach is as follows: with regards to once you've made the bracha, you have to start bdika immediately. You may not talk. May not interrupt between, once you've made the bracha, you have to start. Once you've started, but even if you've spoken, it's okay, but ideally you should not talk throughout the entire bdika, only matters which are relevant to the bdika's chometz. Now what about matters which are relevant to the bdika? Should you try to avoid that? We said, don't talk about other matters. Okay, don't talk about the weather. Okay, I hear that. Don't talk about Brexit for 5 minutes. Okay, that's fine. But can you talk about something which is bdika related? Or ideally not?
By talking about the bdika, you're being more mesim.
More mesim leiv, right. Very good. And I wonder if everybody's aware of that. Because sometimes people think that you have to be quiet throughout the entire bdika. This is not true. Anything which is supporting the bdika and relevant to the bdika and enhancing the bdika and improving the bdika, of course you should talk about that. Absolutely. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they've got involved. Second line. And matters which are relevant, points which are connected to the bdika, even lechatchila you chaled up, but you should, you can't talk. Shizayin choshev have seklah, because that's obviously not considered interruption. In other words, if you need to ask, for instance, your wife, has this been checked properly? Do you know about this? Do you know about that? Has this been cleaned? Who has done that? Who has done this? Like all that, which is about the bdika, for sure, you can talk, good and proper. Have you found the 10th piece? Or where's the 10th piece? Anybody know where the 10th piece of bread is? Anybody knows? Anybody know? So all the points which are announced in the bdika can be discussed. Okay, Siv Beis.
Can I just ask one thing? Is that different then to, let's say, after the Tzlasi down for a meal, saying, pass me the salt? Is that a bidi ever to say that?
The tzarech,
speak of it.
speaking after. I don't remember offhand. I know you can do it. I just don't know if to what extent it's a bit yavet. Lechatchile. I don't remember if it's the same exactly the same level. I don't remember the nusach of the Mishnah there. See, Beis Habayisu bevracha achas with one bracha. Yochan Livdug, you can do the b'dika kamobatim in various houses. So if you've got a few houses, few flats, you can make one bracha and with that cover all the properties that you want to do b'dikas chometz. Ve'im bala bayis roitza. And if a person wishes to do so, if the Balabais wishes to, he can do the following. Yamid, Mibne Beisoy, a person can appoint somebody to stand, somebody from his household to stand by him. Etzloy, Peshoshim Avorich, can ask him to stand by him whilst he recites the Brocha. Veis Pazru, and they spread out. Liv Doik, Ish Bim Koimoy, he can ask then all the people that he can appoint them to the b'tikas chometz in different areas and different properties. Halsmach brocha, relying on that brocha shebirech balabais, the balabais made. So it's efficient. One person makes a brocha, five people listen to it, and they each go to the different rooms. That's perfectly fine. V'nagin, yeah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Now, does that also include offices? You asked earlier offices. So can you make a bracha in your house and cover your office with that as well? Because what he says is that you can, with one bracha, you can cover a few houses. So would the same apply with office as well? Or perhaps not.
You're saying the bracha on the house should cover the office?
Yes. That's the question. Correct. Because Mishnah tells us the following chiddush over here. Sivkoten zayin. Kamo batim. V'alichim ebayis lebayis lo yav efsek. It's not considered an interruption by going from one house to the other. It's not an interruption. So one bocha will cover a few houses. Ayim b'chayotam shekosach. Adam writes. Tim boydik beisoy. If a person checks his house. V'chanusoy. And his shop. V'achanusoy b'chotzei acheres. And the shop is in a different courtyard. In a different area. So echlachso lebocha. You have to make a new bocha. Because the obligation of the shop, or in other words, the obligation of the office, is of a different obligation. It's not covered with the same bracha. The year four, subsequently, you've got to make a new bracha on the shop. However, others agree and say one bracha will cover for the shop as well. And he said, no, the second opinion of the Mishnah holds that no, one bracha will cover the office and the shop as well. It's not clear the Mishnah paskens. We've got two opinions on that. Okay. Now, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch said, what can you do if you can't check your whole house? Because it's too many rooms. You want to ask somebody to check for you, on your behalf. Some rooms. So Shulchan Aruch says, what should you do? Should appoint somebody from Bnei Beisoy, and they should be here by Sha'as Bocha, and then she's puzzled, they should spread out and check their own rooms. Does it need to be somebody from your own family? Bnei Beisoy. He says, Bnei Beisoy. What if it's not you bnei bais at all? She's saying that it should be any shliach. Anybody could do. And indeed, in line what you're saying, Mishnah Berurah says if cotton ches yam bnei bais, vuadin ach she'enu bnei bais. It doesn't have to be somebody from your household. It can be anybody. But it's just a regular lashon that is being used over here. And in fact, it would even make sense to pay somebody to do b'dikas chometz if you can't do it yourself. So it's perfectly, it doesn't have to be somebody from your own household. It can be anybody else. But a person should always ensure to do some of the b'dika himself, because mitzvah b'yotzim b'shluchay, there's a great aspect, a great inyan of doing some of the mitzvah himself. At least some of it. So mitzvah b'yotzim b'shlucha, and therefore, even if you can't do the whole b'dika, at least do some of it yourself. Now, we mentioned earlier, now the next line in the Mishnah Berurah is very essential. Can women fulfill and partake in the mitzvah b'dikas chometz? Chayev. If they own the chometz. You're right, if they don't own their own chometz. If it's...
In other words, it's a mitzvah that's mutl on them in a situation where...
Yes, but what if it's normal, if it's a... A woman Can women fulfill the mitzvah of Tikkas Chometz?
Do they have to?
They don't have to if there's a husband. They don't have to, but can they? Will that be part? Are they believed to say yes? This place is checked. Believed, yes. Look at the law. What? Yeah, they can ask for something. So you're saying that surely they should. Oh, it's not. Is it a mitzvah? Oh, so it's a lav. Sure, so it's not a mitzvah, it's a lav.
If they're over
and over,
if they own the stuff, then surely they'd have the corresponding chi of
the kind. Very good. It's a good svaros. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. V'hinah medina yochal lismach b'avdika hafilu anoshim v'avodim. Yes, a woman is totally believed for b'dikas chometz, even women and avodim as well. For ketanim u'mikol mokim nevedalet chatchil anochon, it is proper, it is right, shal lismach elu al anoshim, p'nei choyin shigulach al mitzvahs. It is better yet not to rely on women, better to rely on men, freedmen, I not slaves. She gilach mezvi shabam mitzvah already. Dahinu miyud gimel shana ve'elech. Lefli shabdika kilchose ish patoich gadol, because the bdika is a hard work. Ve'eshlochush, and there is concern shem is atzluv lo'iv de koyofe. Perhaps women don't do it properly, and therefore, perhaps it's better not to. Mishnah Berurah says better to rely on men only. The or on that is they do it much better than us. Who is lazy? Who is lazy, right? When it comes to Bdikas Chometz. So the Emma says, and this is brought down in the poskim, that women have got tremendous, it's interesting, and the Tzitz also speaks about that, that women have got tremendous yashmaim when it comes to certain areas of halacha, and especially also when it comes to Chometz and to Pesach, women have got tremendous yashmaim, and one certainly can, even lechatchile, rely on women. Absolutely, they're not lazy at all. They're not atzlus in it, and one can't even lechatchila rely on it. So halacha lemaaseh, what that means, it's very important, because when we do a bdikas chometz, do we check? This is very important. Do we check every single place that could potentially have chometz? Do we check? Do you check every single shelf? Do you check every single? Yeah, every place with little children. Okay. Oh, you're going to the question of selling. I'm leaving this out for now because assuming that selling will not help for the bdikas chometz. Assuming, or at least, yeah. So what do we do? Is there every place that could potentially have chometz? Do we tack a check that? I mean, some do. And some don't. And if we don't, so Shlomo Zalman tells us the following. I mean, if you really thoroughly want to check every single place that could potentially have chometz, he will take many, many, many hours. That means you literally have to go through every inch has to be checked if there is potentially chometz. Now, whilst many, many people do, some don't. And Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays, that the houses are checked, are cleaned before Pesach so thoroughly, Shlomo Zalman says that what we need to do, primarily when we do Bdikas Chometz, is we check as to whether everything has been cleaned properly. And that is because we can rely on the women. In other words, Shlomo Zalman tells us that what Bdikas Chometz has to look like, he will check, is this being cleaned? You know, Robertson, has this been, you know, have you cleaned it? Has the cleaner cleaned it? Yeah, do you know for fact? Yes, you check. And once you know that you got the positive confirmation that yes, it has been dealt with, this, do you know what about the Sfarim? Who dealt with the Sfarim? I dealt with this. Yeah, what about this? What about that? If it's that checking, that is the process of Bdikas Chometz according to Shlomo Zalman. And yes, you can, that's what Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, you can, and women are believed, there is no monos, women have. And whilst in other areas of halacha, women are not believed, here in this, specifically in this area of halacha, women are believed, noshim are ne'eman. Yeah.
Is a puzzle to me.
Which one?
Sha'at Tzion Vav. What does he mean?
That's the Gemara. This is a quotation of the Gemara. Because normally, Noshim are not Neiman on the Reise, women are not Neiman.
But as Rabbi Yossi said, this is a mitzvah.
It's a lav. It's a lav. We're talking about Bali Rabbali Motze. The concern, it boils down to the Reise. Ah, 1 second. You're saying that...
Women are believed in this Torah.
Women up, yes. So what are you asking? You're asking why is it? Yes.
So why does it come down to being
the Rabbanim? The Shatzin is quoting Gemara. Gemara says that. Gemara asks a question. Gemara says that why are women believed? Surely by the rice they shouldn't believe. The Gemara then answers that, but it's the Rabbanon. Because the Maaseh, the B'dikas Chomet is the Rabbanon, it's really boils down to the rest, but the B'dikas is the Rabbanon, and they're believed, in Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon. You're asking, what are you asking? Why would they not be, why would they not believe for the Reise?
Women are not believed in this one, the Reise. Kashrus and so on.
Women are believed for the Reise. Yeah, can we just check the Gemara in Pesachim? This is the discussion over there, the first pagan Pesachim. Where is this? Come on, ask that question. Isn't it over here? No, maybe a bit earlier than that. Let's see if I can just find it. Yeah, here it is. He said that normally he brings the Gemara, brings the Raya, that often for the Raya, we won't believe women. Gemara brings the Raya. And the Gemara says, Gemara brings Maskona Kamash Malon, Kibbutz B'dikas Chometz Mit Rabbonon, Hu Mit Reise B'Bittel Be'al Masagilei, Hemnu Rabbonon Mit Rabbonon. Since there is a Bittel, so it's on the Rabbonon level, and that's where we believe them. Hemnu Rabbonon Mit Rabbonon. That's the Gemara over here. Daftal Adam Beis, Ein Shom Vatim Tzenachas. Yeah. Okay. So, Rabbi says, so what's Halach Lemaisa in terms of, if there is, so if a person is unable to check his whole house, what should he do? Somebody's got one of these massive mansions in Bishop's Avenue. He can't check his whole house himself. So what should he do? Are there still Yidden living there? Bishop's Avenue?
He'll probably go
over. but the place where he's going to is probably not going to be the same size. Yeah. So what's halacha ma'aseh? How should he do? How should he do it? Can't check this whole. What is he going
to
do?
Yes. Cover zones for him.
Yeah. So what he should do? He should appoint shlichim.
You've got Bochran around the corner of Kingsley Way.
I should call him out. Yeah. He should do that. But at the same time, let's not forget, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, that he should make the bracha himself. And he should do some of the bdikah himself. Because mitzvah b'yoyisim b'shluchoy, he has to ensure to do at least some of the bdikah himself. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, summarize what we learned this evening. We learned that a person who failed to make a bracha at the beginning can still make a bracha as long as he hasn't finished. Once he's finished, the bdikah, it's... Oh, okay, so it's too late for tonight, that's for sure. Question is as to whether you can make tomorrow the bracha with the Bir Chometz, with the Sefer. Some say you can, some say you can't. Mishnah Berurah says you can be Mekel. Right, in terms of talking, what's the halacha in terms of talking? You cannot talk straight after the Bdika, but you can talk... concerning the B'dikah, that's right. Concerning the B'dikah, you can talk. One bracha will cover many houses. If it's a shop, however, then you should make a different bracha for the shop. It's a new obligation according to some. If a person can't do the bedikah himself for the entire property, he can ask others to help him. He should make the bracha. They should hear the bracha and say amen. And he should do some of the bedikah himself. He should do some of the bedikah himself because mitzvah b'yoisa b'bishluchoy. Okay, fine. The important Ramah we'll discuss tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem. Okay, good evening and good chodesh.